Welcome to another edition of Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright, British trained doctor and director of first aid training and health education company Health First. Al fresco dining during the summer is something that we're lucky enough to be able to enjoy here in Switzerland and neighbouring France. But we can sometimes be troubled by the stinging insects who are attracted to the food that we're eating and the drinks that we're serving. Wasps, bees and hornets all have the potential to sting us if we're unlucky, injecting their venom into our skin. Most of the time, this will just cause some intense pain and a burning sensation for a short period, and then a small patch of redness and swelling around where the sting occurred. For most people, the sting's forgotten about within a few hours. But it is possible for some to develop more extensive swelling and redness around the site of the sting. This may be a number of centimetres in diameter and can last for a few days. This is because their body develops a localised allergic reaction to the insect sting. It's rare, but also possible, for a person to develop a more generalised allergic reaction to an insect sting within about 10 minutes of being stung. They may develop an itchy, red, raised, blotchy skin rash, sometimes called hives, swelling of their face, lips, tongue and throat, wheezing and difficulty breathing, and their heart rate can speed up and their blood pressure can drop. They might start to feel dizzy and lightheaded, and the person can even collapse. If a person has a generalised allergic reaction that causes severe breathing difficulties, severe swelling and collapse, then we call this anaphylaxis. It's a medical emergency and the person needs treatment immediately. But don't panic. As I've said, an anaphylactic reaction to a bee or wasp sting is rare. The interesting thing is that it usually takes a few stings to sensitise a person's immune system. This means that you won't generally have a severe allergic reaction the first time you're stung. Beekeepers may have had many stings in the past and then suddenly develop a bee sting allergy. So what should you do if you're stung? What's the first aid? The answer is that if you can see the sting, use the edge of a credit card or something similar to scrape the sting off the skin quickly. This means that there's less time for any venom to be injected. Don't use tweezers, as you can end up squeezing more venom into the skin. When you've removed the sting, you can use an ice pack. A bag of frozen peas wrapped in a towel is great for this. And also elevate the injury where possible. These actions will help to reduce any swelling. You want to leave the ice pack in place for at least 10 minutes. Watch the person for any signs that they may be developing a severe allergic reaction and call an ambulance if this is the case. If the pain and swelling from a simple sting isn't settling down quickly, then do seek medical advice. Finally, for any sting inside the mouth, a typical example here is a bee or wasp that's managed to get inside a drink can or bottle unknowingly, then give the person an ice cube to suck on, and medical advice is usually recommended. This has been Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to listen to this show again or any other in the series, podcasts can be found at worldradio.ch/healthmatters.